sounds of a Friday. How about that? From the studios of Grand Forks Best Source, it's time now for your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. Who is McKenna Fenner? Well, realty expert Adam Helgeson will be right back, and we'll talk with both of them after this.
Real estate can feel a lot like this, but you should expect more when you're buying or selling a home. You should feel taken care of by someone who can turn jitters into awe. Someone with the tools and knowledge to help you find the one or sell yours.
We'll take it.
Someone who can make real estate feel less like that and more like this. That's Home Services. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services.
All right. Are you ready? Here he is, realty expert Adam Helgeson. How you doing today, buddy?
Another day in paradise.
Another day in paradise. Every day is a holiday, right?
It is.
Every meal's a feast.
Yes, and I'm always in a good mood. So
you usually are.
Yeah.
Unless you got the sniffles or COVID or something like that.
Yeah, that's happened a few times.
You in a good mood today?
Always.
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 Yeah? Yeah, big plans for the weekend?
No, I may have to go show a house in Page.
Page?
Yes.
Is that North Dakota?
Yes.
Where?
Google it. I don't know. I know it's out past Finley somewhere.
Oh, okay. What, hour and a half, maybe?
Yeah.
Something like that. All right. All right.
Yeah.
So who is McKenna Fenner?
This young lady right over here.
Hi, she's, McKenna.
Hi.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, would you?
Well, I'm pretty new with Berkshire. I started in July, and I'm loving it so far. I interviewed a couple other brokerages before, and then I met with Berkshire once, and I walked out of there and said, I want to go here.
Mm-hmm.
So
tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
I'm from Minto.
Big city of Minto.
Yes, huge. Yeah?
You ever do any catfishing up there?
No.
Oh, boy.
Nope.
We're going to have to learn her.
Yeah, I know, right?
So what do you think so far about Berkshire? You're learning a lot. How did you get to this point where you are now a realtor at Berkshire Hathaway? I mean, did you go to college up here? Did you always think you wanted to be a realtor? How did that all work?
Well, I went to NDSU for about a semester.
We won't hold that against you.
Thank you. Thank you. A lot of people do. But all throughout high school, I always wanted to be a physical therapist and wanted to work with sports and medicine. And then I just woke up one day and was like, I don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. I don't want to work a 9-to-5 and I want to be able to do my own thing and control how much I make and how hard I work determines my income, and real estate's the perfect job for that. So.
Sound like maybe somebody like you might be going back in time after hearing that?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you think you made the right choice so far?
I definitely think so.
So what's the biggest thing you have learned?
The biggest thing I've learned is how to talk to people. I've never really dealt with adults in this way, and you almost have to put out the fires for them. And mm-hmm. adults are more difficult to work with than I ever thought. So,
especially adults with an attitude, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. She coming along pretty good for you guys.
Yeah, no, she's doing great. Got a couple sales under her belt and on the way here, we were talking about, you know, she's got a house she just listed, already got a couple offers and we were discussing them already. And I was like, well, are they older or what? She's like, well, I don't know. Like, 40s or 50s, and I'm like, watch it, young lady.
They're 40, young.
So, yeah.
Well, yeah, you're in your 40s. Watch it, young lady. I'm young.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm old, if you put it that way. What was it like closing your first deal? I mean, I know, you know, we've been doing this Berkshire Hathaway podcast for a long time, and I know that it's not, you know, when you said you wanted to be able to, you know, come and go and decide how much money you make. You didn't want a 9-to-5 job, but there are also times where you might be working your tail off and not getting a paycheck. What was it like going up to that first closing for you?
Right. So it was hard for me to start. I was like, when is anything ever going to come? Like, what do I need to do? What am I doing wrong? But then this little older lady, she moved up here from Florida, and she moved way up to Edinburgh, and that was my first closing. And when I handed her the keys, it was just the most wholesome thing ever. She was so excited. She was going to start fixing it up, and she's like, I already got my ladder and my cleaning supplies. And she moved right in there and started, and I drove away kind of sad. I was happy for her, but sad that I don't get to talk to her as much anymore like I used to. So
you know,
very wholesome.
I bet you on the whole ride back to Grand Forks, you probably had that radio cranked and you were singing singing louder like nobody was watching you.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. What were you singing to?
It was like rap.
Oh, boy.
Like money rap music.
Oh, money rap music. Do you have like a victory song you listen to after closing the deal?
No, but in the morning, a lot of times I listen to Win by J-Rock.
Oh, okay.
It's just...
Yeah, it's kind of your that's your tune?
It's a little motivation.
That's your jam? Like,
yep. You're either with me or against me.
Sure, know? Sure.
So, yeah, it's probably not the most, I don't know, politically correct song.
Doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
If it's your jam, it's your jam, man. Yeah. Yeah.
It just gets me in the mindset, so...
So what excites you, McKenna, the most about being with Berkshire Hathaway and about being a realty expert? Now, can we call her a realty expert yet?
She's getting there pretty dang close.
Okay, okay.
I'd say she's...
Yeah? So what are your hopes and your dreams in this realty world?
My hopes and dreams are... I'm excited to... After I got that first feeling after my first closing, now I'm just excited to feel that again after every single one. So that's definitely my hope, is that I can... get kind of that relationship with everyone I help to be able to get that feeling after every closing.
You know, we've had some of the newer realtors on the show here in the Berkshire Hathaway podcast, and this is something we hit on all the time because you guys are so good with the social media and everything, everybody over there at Berkshire. But, I mean, these guys work hard and they play hard too. It is a family, isn't it?
It is very. I noticed that after my first meeting, I met with Katie, and she just instilled on the family aspect. We're family realty. We do everything together, and it's definitely a family, and I've definitely noticed that already.
So have you been getting in on some of the barbecues that they throw over there?
Oh, yes, and we have our lunches every Tuesday, and I love Tuesdays just for that reason.
You're not like John and not eat?
No.
Then again, I guess if I was chiseled like John, I probably would have his diet too. But, you know, thank goodness for that thing called a dad bod.
Yeah, she came in right before the Bruce Spicer golf tournament.
Oh.
So she got to see the truer side of our office.
Sure.
Yes, so that was fun.
I mean, when the Bruce Spicer golf tournament comes on, you're going to see family at its best on that thing because... there's got to be like 1,004 Spicers in town.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure. And I think 1,002 of them probably make it to that golf tournament. They do whatever they can. I mean, they'll shut down their businesses. They'll send everybody over that they can. But what a great way to get broke in, I guess, with the Berkshire Hathaway family is the Bruce Spicer Memorial Golf Tournament. So you guys get to have a lot of fun besides working hard.
Yeah, definitely. I wasn't expecting us to go to a golf tournament all day, but that was just definitely a great break in getting to see everyone, just not in the office, just everyone out there having fun together, and they look like such great friends, and it was just very, very welcoming.
You know, it's not too often where you get a job where you are excited to get up and go to work too every day.
Yeah.
It's one of those things, isn't it?
Yes. I don't hate getting up and going to work every day. I definitely used to. Every other job I've ever had, I don't want to go to work today. But now I'm like, I get to go to work today. This is so fun.
Yeah, I actually had a job for 20 years that I absolutely hated going to work to every single day for 20 years. I made good money, but I hated going to work. And that's not any way to live your life because, you know, normally I would wait. You can't wait for Fridays. All I would do all weekend long was fret about how bad Monday was going to be.
Yep.
And that's not a way to live your life, is it?
Yeah, you don't want to work all week, just, you know, hate your life 5 days a week to enjoy two. You know, it's not right. And kind of to piggyback off of what McKenna was saying about that feeling, you know what I mean? It's almost a bittersweet, that closings, because you establish such a friendship with these clients, looking and helping them, and just that customer service aspect and, you know, making sure their needs are met and they get the house they want, and then it's closing, and then it's like, man, you know, there's, you know, quite a few of them. I still reach out to everyone and say, hey, man, just want to check in. I kind of miss talking to you. What's going on? How's the house treating you? You know,
and you know, like you said, when you closed on that first house with this lady, I'm sure she was just as giddy up as all. And that kind of goes down to you, too. I mean, not only do you have a very happy client who is totally excited about starting a new life, but now, basically, you kind of started your new life, too, because you can see that light at the end of the tunnel, you know, and all of a sudden, boom, it's done, and now you're ready to roll.
Right. Yep. So she was excited because she got a new house, and I was excited because this is the start of my everything, and I helped her get her new first house. So I don't think she realized how excited I was. I kind of tried to hide it, but hopefully she doesn't ever find out that I was about jumping with joy like she was.
And now things are just rolling along. I mean, I'm sure you learn something new pretty much every day. That's the way it goes. But feeling more comfortable. Things are starting to roll along a little more smoothly for you now.
Yes, definitely. My first few deals, I was asking a million questions because I was so nervous. Like, I can't mess this up. It's very bad if I mess it up. But now I'm getting more familiar, all the contracts, everything to say. I'm definitely getting a lot more comfortable with the business.
You know, and how much of a help is it for you to have guys like Adam kind of helping you out? And you know, maybe it's not the right term, taking you under his wing a little bit, but how important is it to have guys like this?
That's very important. Like, almost like mentorship. Mm-hmm. I need that. Someone to look over me, someone I can always go to with all my questions. I wouldn't be where I am today without Adam and everyone else in the office. No way. So,
you sick of the kudos to you yet, bud?
No.
Keep them coming.
Need some butter so my head will fit out the door. But no, I mean, that's... Hell, I've been doing this job for a while, and mm-hmm. I still ask questions.
Sure.
And that's why it's nice to have that family atmosphere at Berkshire, because we all work together. Mm-hmm. So many agencies, I hear horror stories about, you know, fighting over this or that, or bitching about who gets the desk next to the window.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I mean? Pity stuff. And mm-hmm. it's like,
yeah,
who cares?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Let's take care of our clients. Let's get the job done. Where you sit at the office doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's just...
Yeah. And you know, the thing, too, with the Berkshire Hathaway family, there's so much experience scattered throughout that whole business that you can always go ask questions, because there's odds are there's somebody that's been through it more than once.
Yep.
They can guide you through what you're going to have to do, what you need to watch for, because you guys are the people that are telling these people what it all takes to buy or sell a home. And we've all said this for how many months now, or how many years, that, you know, it takes a few months to get all this stuff rolling. And if you want it all done right. But it's got to help to have all that experience there, too.
Yeah, and that's why we have our Tuesday meetings, where we go over new listings. You know, we kind of, if we have a situation like, hey, has anyone encountered this or whatever, we have people come in, like lenders or whatever, come in, tell us about the new programs, just a way for the whole office to keep mm-hmm. up on what's going on, whatever. And if you can't make it, we even have our own Facebook group where we stream it live. So if
you
can lay in bed and...
Have a
question or whatever, you can watch. And so it's just a nice way to keep the office cohesion going. And then, you know, we try and do fun events too.
You guys do a lot of fun events.
Yeah. Like, we went out to my parents' farm shooting one day, McKenna showing her different handguns. I worry about the younger agents, especially the females. You know, mm-hmm. this can be a dangerous job.
Sure, it can.
If you think about it, you know, you're alone in the house with, you know,
stranger.
Let's go look at this vacant house. Let's go look at this vacant farmyard. You know, and I, believe it or not, whether you know that or not, I worry about you guys a lot. So, you know, just making sure they're prepared. And
he's a good guy to have worry for you, by the way. I was wondering when Bailey was going to text in. Hey, Adam and McKenna, my favorites. Thanks, Bailey. What about me out there? Well, big plans for you for the weekend or not?
I'm going to help out on our family farm and help some neighbors out. So those are my plans.
Okay. Harvesting, or what are you doing?
And hauling silage.
Oh, for fun. Yep. And you're just kind of lay low, got a little bit of work to do, or?
Work, and then we might go to, there's some junk show or something in Fargo.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
We were at one in the Detroit Lakes, and my wife found a rotten piece of plywood for $5. Supposedly it's remnants of an old sign from a boat yard down in Paradise Cove, Florida, or Texas, or some, I have no clue. But it's like a big sign that was rotten, and there's a chunk left, and it's like baby blue with orange letters on it.
Uh-huh.
And she was like ecstatic. So,
where's it hanging?
As you come down my stairs, there's a big flat spot, so it's hanging. It actually looks pretty damn cool.
Oh, cool.
I got to admit, when I saw it, I'm like, you really want me to pay $5 for a piece of rotten plywood? She's got the eye. She's got the
You know, I got some rotten plywood laying around my house. You think she'd give me a couple bucks for it?
Probably.
Probably.
No, she'd make me give you a couple bucks for it. But.
So how does somebody get a hold of realty expert Adam Helgeson first?
Well, my number is 701-317-1750, or you could give McKenna a call.
My number is 701-215-6783.
Or you could call any of us real estate experts at Berkshire Hathaway at 746-0303.
All right, and pleasure meeting you, McKenna.
Yes.
Welcome to the Berkshire Hathaway family. Adam, my man, you guys have a great weekend.
Yes,
and until next week, There you go. Done deal. Your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. Have yourself a great weekend, everybody.